from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 25th day of August, out in front of the Dave Pels Scoring Game School.
Can we give a shout-out to somebody that's listening to us?
Well, you always got to ask. It's your show, man. You shout-out to whoever you want to. I'm with you. I'll shout it out again.
Let us know that he was listening to us. Rogine.
Oh, please. Yes. Rogine!
What's going
on,
man?
You want
to
know blues? You just that. You know what I'd like to go?
He's probably on his way to play golf somewhere.
He should be.
He probably is. Yeah, you know what I mean. But always good to hear from him.
The first name I connected with in radio when I moved to this city.
Yep.
Because he was playing the blues. And I've come from Chicago and I had to hear me some blues, and that man was something special. Really was.
Yeah.
Anyway. Thank you, Rogine, for listening. And I think he likes the shout-outs when we reach out.
Yeah, man.
Over there in Clark, Atlanta. Who have a brand-new, beautiful football field.
You know that? Red.
It is.
Thank you.
Thank you to Arthur Blank
and the Arthur Blank Foundation.
Speaking of Arthur Blank and, by extension, his team, let's welcome Joe Patrick on. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
We are having fun. And this is another guy who wishes he was here.
Yeah,
Joe Patrick. Have you played this course before? I've never played this course. Have you?
I have not. I've played a lot of courses around here, but I've never played up there. So jealous. I need to fix that soon. Actually,
yeah, we in the corner. Dave Ashburn, who's over here in pink shorts.
Yep.
Pink shorts. He is. Say that. All right, my man. Listen, preseason is over with. What do we think of what we saw, and what can we expect as the Steelers come to town?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Well, what we saw in the preseason was nothing of what we're going to see in the regular season when Pittsburgh comes around, like you said. You know, the team got, I guess, destroyed on the scoreboard in the game against the Jags. What was the fuck? I think it was 31-0. That
just shows
that nobody cares. I think everybody in the stadium was checked out. In fact, you know, it's kind of funny. It was a decent-sized crowd by the time kickoff happened, but then by the third, fourth quarter, I mean, the place was very, very empty, and reasonably so. I mean, these are all the guys that played in this final preseason game are guys who are just fighting for a roster spot or a practice squad spot. None of the guys, basically, there no starters played essentially any snaps in this entire preseason, which it's just kind of crazy for me. I've personally never seen that with a team that I've covered or a team that I've been a fan of. So just a different take on, you know, preseason. But then that leads us into, like, I think we are all a little bit kind of excited and nervous maybe for some to see what this team is going to look like against Pittsburgh because of those lack of, you know, reps in that portion of the season. You don't really have a great idea of what to expect out of a team with a new quarterback, a new offensive coordinator, a new defense coordinator, all of that stuff. But obviously we know what the talent looks like at some of those positions and some of those places on the staff. And so I think that the expectations are obviously high for this team, especially after what they were able to accomplish last week and adding a couple of Pro Bowl players to the roster.
Watch for that. Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Joe Patrick. And he is social. You can always find him at JAPatrick200 at JAPatrick200. All right, this week, and we're going to find out who the final cuts are. You know, and then you got a week to really get into your game prep. You think of how the Falcons are really going to use this time. And I say that because, like you said, nobody got reps in game that's going to play. Some of the teams don't have that to deal with. They did see their regulars get some playing action. Do the Falcons do something a little different? Just because now you're getting ready to actually go into the game and you want the guys to come in and appear to be sharp, even though we haven't seen them, you know, in real game situations.
Yeah. So I asked Raheem Morris about what this next week is going to look like for the team and the players, and he basically said they're going to continue to install, you know, essentially do like installs of offense and defensive concepts throughout this week, and then they will break on Thursday. Thursday will be their last practice of this week, and then that, he said, that will just kind of be like playing a mini bye week, you know, where they have that game on Thursday, and then they have got the kind of weekend off. So he'll give those guys the weekend off. I'm sure this is the weekend we'll see a lot of these guys, not just from the Falcons, but around the NFL. You know, you'll see them at college football stadiums. I think most of all of them are, you know, getting the weekend off, so they'll go, you know, visit their high schools and colleges. I know A.J. Terrell was talking about how he's going to be the honorary captain at Westlake High School this Friday to have his number retired, number 8 there. I know he's looking forward to that. But then the guys will come back, you know, Monday then and have a regular week. And, you know, I will say this, Sam, you know, I think that because these guys have not gotten reps in preseason games, it leads people to think that they just aren't, like, getting work in general, but that's really not true. Like, the reason why they're not playing the preseason games is because, you know, Raheem Morris just wants to, what he says, mitigate injury as much as possible. And that and what you're able to do in practice is essentially be able to go full speed, but you can actually prevent the, you know, the tangling of limbs that happens when guys are going to ground or you've got like messy stuff on the inside with linemen falling down and stuff like that. That's the kind of stuff that causes injuries and that coaches want and are able to prevent for the most part in practices. So that's what this team is doing. These guys have been working very, very hard, these starters. I mean, it's kind of funny because, like, I see them go, so I don't really worry about it, but I understand why people, especially because, you know, no one's been able to visit training camp this year because of the destruction at Flowery Branch. They haven't seen these guys play, but I can tell you I've seen Kirk Cousins and all these guys take tons and tons of reps And I have no doubt that they'll be ready to go in week one. In fact, I think that Raheem Morris, I think that will probably be an emphasis or just kind of like a, you know, just so you guys, like, kind of almost like bulletin board material, like, let's now kind of unleash ourselves and show everybody what we've got because, you know, they haven't been able to see us throughout this preseason.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Takes with you on the Odyssey app, talking to Joe Patrick. And, you know, I was thinking there as you were talking and dissecting the offense and talking about the defense, I was reminded of what happened yesterday with Georgia Tech and Florida State. They won that game on a field goal. They won a game on a field goal or a missed field goal. And the one thing we did see throughout the preseason was special teams. How do you feel about that? Because there we can talk about our kicker and what he did or didn't do during this offseason, but special teams heading into the season, how are you feeling about that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's going to be interesting. And obviously, you mentioned that the Younghoe Koo's kind of been through his share of adversity so far in this preseason. But, you know, he was that last year, too. I don't know if you guys remember. He missed two extra points in Miami, actually. And people were extremely worried about him after that. And, you know, he went out there and had a good season by, a very Younghoe Koo season that he had last year, which was not perfect, but it was good enough, clearly. And I would expect the same. I mean, I'm not worried about him necessarily. I will say, I think people should be able to talk about, you know, if they're worried about Younghoe Koo. It's kind of a funny thing that happens whenever this happens with a kicker, because I think that everybody kind of implicitly understands the psychology of the kicker, and we need to, make sure that it's kind of positive vibes only around him. It's like you don't want to kind of like bring any kind of bad thoughts that could potentially, you know, extend a bad kicking streak or whatnot. But I think it's fair to say that, you know, I guess you would call it a disappointing preseason performance from Younghoe Koo. I'm sure he would describe his missed kicks like that. But you know, I have all the faith in the world that when there's a clutch kick that needs to be made, historically, there's not many better than Younghoe Koo at it. So I think you still got a good kicker in the kicking game. And then Bradley Pinion should be, you know, good in the punting game. And I think obviously when it comes to special teams, and this may have been where you're going with it, Greg, that, you know, it's just going to be interesting and fun to see how this new kickoff rule takes place. And I saw one get broken. I can't remember who it was, but one got broken, almost went for a touchdown yesterday. And it was just right up the side, one tackle up the sideline, and he's pretty much gone if he was faster. It could be, you know, something that happens in this NFL season. I think that we're going to see a lot of kicks returned in the NFL. And so how teams adapt to that. And now what tactics that best let guys succeed on that play, I think we haven't really seen and will only see when the regular season comes around.
I don't know. What's up?
He's talking. Well, I thought you were going to jump in here. You're trying to wave down some coffee.
I know. And it just it drove right on by.
You can't yell at me, though. I'm telling you, man. Y'all make fun of me and keeping it on the show. The beverage truck drove by. Sam was trying to get some coffee.
Like, where?
Yeah, he was. He really was. Ken, Sam, and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com, out here for the Jim Ellis Charity Golf Tournament, Chateau Alon. All right, what do you think about this first opponent of the Falcons? Everything has been going on and been talked about with their quarterback situation and kind of a little connection with the Falcons, or at least their old regime. How do you feel when you think about what's going on up there in Pittsburgh with the two players that we have been talking about and yet – and we can't let Patty go. She's got to come over here for a minute. We're gonna need her.
Okay.
But No. I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to the engineers we have here on site. That Arthur Smith is the guy to fix this.
Yeah. No. I mean, for week one, man, the NFL schedule makers know what they're doing. They know how to drum up the drama, and I cannot wait for this game. I'm sure a lot of Falcons fans can't wait because of the way that, you know, they probably feel about Arthur Smith and the way that his tenure ended. I just think it's going to be fun all the way around because you've got this also on top of the Arthur Smith stuff. You've got Raheem Morris who wants to, you know, prove himself. This is his first game as a head coach in many, many years. And obviously that tenure ended badly the first time. So, you know, I think that everybody's just looking forward to it so much. And, yeah, I mean, Pittsburgh's got some issues. I got to say it's kind of so far, it's working itself out in a, well, or not working itself out, kind of the way that I worried that it would for Arthur Smith. Because, you know, this is like, you know, it felt to me like the Steelers were just kind of taking a, you know, the approach of let's just get these guys in because they're cheap and they have, we know they have talent. So let's just get them in, have them compete. The best one wins. And what it turns out to be is two quarterbacks who are seriously flawed, some in similar ways to each other and some in different, but seriously flawed quarterbacks. That's the reason why they're available for basically no money or very cheap. And I think that what it's going to leave them with is, and Arthur Smith with specifically, could be a bit of a poison chalice of a goal where you just don't have that consistency at quarterback once again, which was obviously what plagued him so badly here in Atlanta. And I will say that Arthur Smith actually has been able to do relatively well in his career without a top quarterback. I mean, he got decent results with Marcus Mariota, you know, winning 7 games that year where, you know, everybody thought they were going to win less than 5. He actually had great success with Ryan Tannehill in Tennessee. And so can he kind of work that magic? I think a lot of people are more skeptical at this point in time. I know he's already coming under fire by some Pittsburgh Steelers fans up there their lack of success in preseason. So, you know, he's kind of already got his back up against the wall, it feels like, which is not how you want to start a season.
Not want to start the season, but I tell you what, it's going to be great for our defensive unit because we can go out there and we got a disruptor on the defensive side of the ball, which is something we haven't had in a while. And so whichever quarterback we get, I think we're going to be ready for them when they hit town here in another week. I really, really do.
Yeah, absolutely. And also Justin Simmons, a safety who is a ball-hawking, make-plays kind of safety, and that's the kind of safety that I think could, you know, whether it's Russell Wilson or Justin Fields, obviously it seems like it's going to be Russell Wilson at this point. I think that you can really take advantage of, you know, the decision-making, the willingness to kind of just chuck the ball deep with high hopes and, you know, Jesse Bates as well. I think that when you add Justin Simmons to this group, it really kind of takes this defense from one that you thought that was going to be good with Matthew Judon coming in to one that you really, really feel like can be make game-changing plays at any point in time. And I think that's what this team has been missing, honestly, for the last couple of years, that turnover component. And so hopefully those guys together can help bring the Falcons defense to that. But, yeah, there should be – you know, it's really important for this team to get off to a good start in week one considering the early schedule. So let's hope they can do that.
You know, the good news about this interview is we're done. And because of that, we don't get a chance to have Joe try and explain Atlanta United to us. Because he'd have a hard time doing it. Just – I didn't want to do that. Unfortunately, they couldn't get it done out in L.A. And right around the corner, they're back at it again. But we will tap into your Atlanta United.
The new signing looked good. I'll say that the new signing looked very, very good. Alexi Marinchuk. So
okay,
some positive.
All right. There you
go. We'll take that.
All right, Joe. Listen, man, we're gonna talk to you next weekend. You have a wonderful rest of your Sunday, and thank you as always.
All right, sounds good, guys. Thanks for having me on.
There you go. That is Joe Patrick.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.